Welcome to Night of the Living Geeks. If you geek out over it, we've got a podcast for it.
You're listening to
Lunch Hour Anime Special.
I'm Reed.
I'm Jolly.
And I'm Jen. Just Jen. Nothing weird.
Today we're talking about
Steins Gate.
You can support the show Night of the Living Geeks Podcast Network by going to patreon.com/NOTLG.
Subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, or anywhere else you enjoy your podcasts.
Past episodes can be found at notlg.com/LHAS.
You can follow us on Twitter at @_saltisreal.
And I'm Jolly Andy.
And I'm at nothing. Don't follow me. I'll follow you.
Domo arigato gozaimasu. Mata kite onegashimasu.
$200.
Damn. Yeah, the only one is her sexing up the bike, so...
There's not even, like, just the... Usually there's, like, the unpainted kit things, right?
Yeah, those are fun. I want to paint one.
Yeah, those are, like, a third of the price, but... Yeah, I was hoping... I figured they would have, like, one of her just, like, standing there. Like,
dude,
they do of all the other characters.
That letter she wrote to herself was fucking brutal.
Oh, yeah.
My life was a waste. I failed.
That was kind of heart-wrenching.
I cried. That's why I was tearing up.
Dude.
It was horrid. So sad. So sad.
Yeah, that was a little... That was a lot of a downer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who's her mom? Don't tell me.
Okay.
Don't tell me. I was hoping it was Ferris, but...
No.
You confirmed it's not.
It is not.
Way to spoil it.
It was taking too long to find out, so I had to find out for myself. That's the only thing I looked up.
So did he just, like, accidentally go past the time when she was supposed to die? Like, did he just, like, forget? Is that what happened? Like, and then he ran back and saw Mayushi alive and was like, oh, maybe she's going to survive this time?
Well, he saw the change in the number
after
he got the counter back.
But I would figure just, like, that whole day just be by her side. When the time comes.
Well, I think A, he was kind of in a fog after reading that.
Yeah.
Reading that letter.
He was also like...
And then it triggered when he was at the train station and he's like, oh, they haven't been stopped. And he's like, oh, shit. And he went and checked on her. Make sure like she didn't die by something else. Like a dog bite or something.
Yeah. But also, like, at that point, then Shining Finger should have broken in and...
That's what I was expecting. I was expecting Shining... I was expecting because he was looking at the hourglass. The hourglass ran out. And I was like, oh, it's about the time Shining Finger kicks the door down and murders everyone.
Yeah. I kind of was expecting that, too, but...
So, like, they've maybe saved Mayushi, but, like, how much has changed for CERN? Like, is Shining Finger just going to break in the door tomorrow? Like, he's super relieved, but, like,
Yeah, right.
They're still there. You still built the time machine.
It changed by 0.07. So how much of a change would that be?
7%.
0.07%. Yeah. So, I mean, no, like, I know basic math, Andy.
Yeah.
Thanks. Fuck you.
No, I don't.
But I'm wondering, like, what does that entail? Because all those other times, the thing didn't even change at all.
Yeah.
So although, even though they went back a hojillion times... None of the numbers change. So I'm wondering, like, maybe that was it, that Shining Finger doesn't come kill everyone?
Or maybe it's back to Christina.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe she's the one.
Because
we haven't seen her.
Yeah.
That was also rough when Mayushi was like, no, I don't want to lose these memories. This was nice. Like, the moment we had, like... But no, because you're going to die if we don't.
Does she know that?
She doesn't.
She doesn't know that.
They have not broken it to her yet.
Yeah, so, yeah, that was kind of harsh, actually. So I was like, I miss her. Like, don't do this. No. And it's like, well, then we're going to have memories of you.
Of you dying some gruesome death.
Yeah.
And we all get captured.
He can't go back very far. So I'm not understanding how him jumping back in time... has made it so she doesn't commit suicide and she just dies of a disease? You know what I'm saying?
No,
he didn't do anything to change anything.
So there was the night that they had the party, right? And Suzuha went looking for her father and never showed up to the party, right? Because she went looking, couldn't find him, and she got in the time machine and went back. right? But then he sent a D-mail telling him to follow her so that she doesn't go looking for her father. And then she doesn't get in the time machine that night. And then the thunderstorm breaks the time machine. So, see, he sent a D-mail to cancel out the other D-mail. So that then she did go back in time.
Okay, I see. Okay, I see. That's how we did it.
Yeah, so then she did go back in time in 1975, and she never failed. Like, what
did
you
do? I just...
Okay. But I don't know what she did in 1975 that changed the divergence meter. So obviously she didn't say, I failed, I failed. She didn't kill herself, you know.
Well, that's because no she letter. Didn't find out her dad, and then, yeah. The
yeah.
Things changed.
All
things.
Of that changed, yeah.
Yeah, there was no letter, there was no failure. So I guess the divergence might be that she found the 5100, and yeah. They just don't know where it's at yet.
Yeah, they just need to find it.
It's a brutal way to sacrifice a character, though. Holy shit!
I mean, at least it's not, I failed suicide. Like, at least she did what she needed to do.
Yeah, at least it wasn't the end of the character at that suicide, but it was like, wow. Wow.
But the problem is that we accidentally watched the beginning of the last episode.
Yeah, but...
So we
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
to be
Alex
honest.
Doesn't remember.
But at the very least, you remember it goes back to Christina's death. So like, I don't remember the details, but like,
I remember somebody leaving.
Well, if it goes back to Christina's death, I figured then that's probably not much of a spoiler because that was the first episode.
Yeah. And I'm thinking so it kind of has to go back. To
and I'm point. Thinking that's kind of the whole.
I remember loop. The yeah. send off for part timer, Suzuha.
Suzuha, I don't remember that.
I do. She was saying goodbye.
Man, and I had forgotten all this, and everything was going to be brand new. No, it's not re-spoiled. I might as well just read
it. You're going to forget it again in the next
time. I might as well just read everything and then send you guys nice little messages throughout the day, like, oh my god, look what happens in episode 18.
That's what you usually do for most of them.
I know, and I'm trying not to so hard for this one. Like, I genuinely want to be surprised.
Surprise!
You're surprised! Oh, Jesus Christ! So now, not only do I get to watch my favorite character die about 27 times, I got to watch my second favorite character, just like her character arc, just end in one of the most depressing, you know, send-offs I've seen. Like, yeah. Period.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, she ended up dying of disease.
Yeah, but no, the first part, but, though. Like, yeah, like the letter where she wrote, I failed about 70 times.
I failed. Oh, you guys didn't finish fixing it, but don't worry, I don't blame you.
Well, I think that was sincere.
Well, like, she said that she blames herself, but
Essentially, know she keeps going, and she's like, oh, well, it is technically your fault, but I don't blame you. It's like, but you're kind of needling that in there.
No, she's saying that... He's stopping at this point in time. She stopped here in 2010 to see her father. And she says, from the CERN-controlled world, she should have just gone straight to 1975. She shouldn't have ever come to this time. That's what she's saying. She was saying she was being greedy for coming here to look for her father. She should have just gone straight all the way back.
True.
Yeah, I think
she also said that, hey, if I had left at this time before the thunderstorm,
yes.
I would have made it.
Look, well, maybe it would have worked. But, you know, I'm reading over there. It's ultimately on me. So.
I'm reading that differently.
I mean, I get it. She's being sincere, but her including that part made him feel horrid.
But I don't think she knew that he had sent... I don't know. Did she know that he had sent that D-mail in this version of the timeline?
No, she didn't know he sent the D-mail. She just knows that he stopped her from leaving.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't that be the natural part? She's probably saying that to... I don't know if... I caught it as, like, trying in a very poorly worded way to alleviate. It was like, yeah, I came here to find my dad, and you told me not to leave that night so we can help find my dad. So you're probably thinking about how you stopped me now, how I died and everything. But, again, like what you said, like, it was all on me.
I shouldn't have been here in the first place.
It was all on me for showing up in the first place when I really should have just fucking, like, gone straight there.
Just gone, yeah. But, I mean, the other thing you have to think of is it's kind of depressing. Even, like, she died of disease and all this kind of stuff by herself. Like, all of those memories that they had that then got reversed because of that D-mail changing. Like, everything from that episode where he sends the D-mail to stop himself, to stop her. Like, everything from there on, gone. So her relationship with her father, she didn't get that at all.
Yeah. That closeness, gone. No hug, don't, hey, watch me succeed, watch me.
Yeah, her whole attempt to meet her father was just a failure. Like, Either way, it's depressing. This is a little bit better. She did, like, kill herself at the end after writing I failed 70 times in the letter.
And Daru doesn't know. And yeah. No heartbreaking is happening.
So, but which one would be worse? Because I, from the email from her second death, I didn't get the idea that she had amnesia. So she tried for 25 years to get the thing and failed? I don't know which one's more depressing, the whole I had amnesia and then, oh shit, I forgot my thing, so I kill myself, or I worked for 25 years and I end up getting a disease and dying.
I think she failed in the second one.
We don't know if she failed or succeeded.
We don't know if she failed or not.
She could have gotten her hands on the IBM. Because the divergence did change,
so she did something. We don't know yet what she did exactly, but she did something. And if she did something, she felt meaningful enough that she didn't kill herself. Right. So she did something. It did change the timeline. It did matter.
I'm just overwhelmed with like the holy shitness of this.
Yeah, it was
a very depressing episode.
Wow. Just kick the audience in the balls.
Wham. Feel that? Feel that?
Yeah.
That's your feels.
Those are my feel. My feels got kicked in the balls. Well.
All right. You got 5 minutes to walk.
Now we get to find out who the mom is.
Good game, everybody.
Good game. Good game.
Good game.
Good game.
Good game.
This has been a Night of the Living Geeks production. For more information and content, visit NLTLG.com.